This is Yitz Novak, and we are studying Masechet Bava Basra, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin, the third Perek, seventh Mishnah. This Mishnah is going to continue in terms of the conversation that we started in the previous Mishnah, and this is regarding the limits placed on renovations that a person can make on their property in order not to damage or to cause a loss of privacy. And various things that could be blocked if they would cause a loss of privacy. Mishnah starts, Lo yiftach adam chalonosav otzar lachatzar shutfen. A person is not allowed to open his windows into a courtyard that's owned by multiple people. It has a partnership there. Lakach bayis b'chatzar acheres. If he buys a house in another courtyard, Lo yiftachana lachatzar shutfen. You can't open up the house into a partnership, a courtyard that is owned by multiple people. Bana aliyah agave base. So if he builds an attic on top of his house, lo yiftachana lechatzar shutfen. You're not allowed to open that to a courtyard that has multiple owners. Ela imratza. However, if he does want to, he's allowed to bona sachider lefnimi beso, bona aliyah agave beso, poscha letoch beso. He could build a room within his house or build an attic above his house and open it up into his own house. Mishnah is coming to teach us that a person can't install a window into a house because it's going to when people share courtyards, they have to limit their private activities, and the addition of the window would further limit their activities. Same thing with opening up a home. If you buy a home in another courtyard, you can't open it up. Same problem. And also, if you build an attic, same type of thing. You can't open up the attic to be able to see into the courtyard. However, the contrast of the Mishnah is that you could build a room within your own house, meaning subdivided existing space, and although he could have more people into it, that's not going to be a problem. So if the whole issue of building an extra house or building an attic was that you needed more space for more people, the Mishnah tells us it's not having more people that causes a problem. It's and therefore they could just subdivide the space in the house. And theoretically, when the Mishnah is telling us, you could also add a second story in the actual house without actually adding to the overall size of the house. And then if that opened up, that wouldn't be a problem. Mishnah continues. Lo yiftach adam lechatzar ha-shutfen pesach keneged pesach. A person can't put in a doorway opposite another doorway that pre-exists it. V'chalon keneged chalon. And nor can they put a window opposite another window. Again, these are all having to do with the damages that's caused by lack of privacy. Hey, I could have done it. If somebody is a minor, or somebody is small, I apologize. Lo yasanu gadol. You can't make window larger. Echad, if the window, if there's one window, lo yes, there's time. You can't make two windows. Avo poseh chulu rishus rabim can pesach keneged pesach v'chalon keneged chalon. However, with regards to rishus rabim, you can put a doorway in front of another doorway, a window in front of a window. Hayakatan, if you have a small window, osos agado, echad osos shtayim. You can add more windows to the space. You could make it larger because in Rosh Hashanah, I'm in public thoroughfare, there's no privacy, and therefore all of these things, adding more window square footage and opening matching doorway to doorway and window to window, we're not concerned because it's a public area. They're not going to not do something because there's a window there. It's public. You're not having extra exposure. There's no damage caused. Perakimel Mishnaches. Ein osin chalot hachas rishis rabim. One person is not allowed to dig a hole under rishis rabim. Boros, pits, sichin, ditches, maros, caves. All of these one can't dig under with rishis rabim. Rilezer matir kadei shetehe agalim halachas utuna avarim. Rilezer says that you could do it as long as it's strong enough it could support a wagon with stones into it. Ein motzin zizin uguz tros the Rosh Hashanah. We're not allowed to extend protrusions or ledges into Rosh Hashanah. Ela imratza, if one has to do so to divert water or whatever it is, kones atoch shalo, most he has to recess their wall or so that they can have it there, but that it goes into his own property And then it gets extended. Lakach chatzer above zizin ugustoros, hare zubachas gazar. If you buy them, it's already there. That's not a problem. So it's an issue with these protrusions and ledges. So the protrusions, firstly, zizin protrusions are small extensions. Gustros ledges are larger extensions. The passerby, we're worried a passerby is going to stumble over them. If the ledge is above the height of a rider on a camel, then we're not worried about this, but assuming that it's lower than that, we are worried about it. And one who buys it doesn't have to go out of their way to remove them because it's pre-existing. And therefore, they inherit it, and it's perfectly...